I have an objection to a nice thing that happened. Specifically, the nice thing that happened is, you know, I live in a development. It's got a couple small streets. They're all side streets. It's pretty low traffic. And they fully repaved one of the streets, which, you know, was pretty beat up. I don't know when the last time it had been done. But they peeled off a whole bunch of, I don't know how they do this stuff, right? But they peeled off a whole bunch of road. They smoothed it all out and they made it look beautiful. And it's perfect after being really pothole ridden. On a secondary side street in my development, they didn't do that, but they did at least fill in all the potholes. And then on my street specifically, which is a very small cul-de-sac, they did nothing. And, you know, there's folks on the cul-de-sac who are pushing the township to do something on my street, but they haven't done that yet. But I'm really mad that they did all this beautiful, beautiful work. And I'll tell you why.
Your daily Lex.
Here's why. So now I'm a person who, when I'm on those roads, thinks, wow, they really did a nice job smoothing out this road. Or, wow, they did a nice job filling in these potholes. Wow, this road is so much nicer now. This road is great now. I think about these things. I think about these things every time I drive on that road, and I think to myself at the same time, I can't believe I'm a person who thinks these things, and sometimes even verbalizes them. I've said it to my kids, I've said it to Lauren, and I cannot believe that I'm a person who thinks about and appreciates the pavedness of smooth roads. This is an aging milestone, as much as like my back hurting sometimes. Like, wow, this is great. It reminds me a bit of my dad, who I guess used to mock his dad by commenting on all the gas prices. He's like, wow, it's down to, you know, whatever gas used to be, X cents per gallon or X dollar, or it's up to X dollar per gallon, whatever. And my dad commented on it so much that it became part of his personality. I do not comment on it. I don't even know the price of gas the vast majority of the time because I haven't had any gas cars in a couple of years. But yeah, that was a big thing for my dad, was that he would do it to kind of make a joke about his dad. And then it became a thing that my dad simply did. My version of this is my own father-in-law, who had an expression that he would say a lot. A thing is happening on account of because another thing is happening. On account of because was the way he would pronounce it and the thing that he would say. And I would quote that all the time. And now I sometimes say on account of because. I don't say it like accidentally exactly. It doesn't happen where I don't know that I'm going to say it. I wouldn't say it in a normal conversation. But I say it in front of him or in front of other family members a decent amount of the time. And it's gone a little bit beyond parody to self-parody, which is never ideal. But yeah, I keep thinking about how smooth the roads are. I'm going to segue into a tech topic. So if you're bored by tech topics, feel free to just press stop. I have no idea what else I'm going to talk about. But I was having issues with my Logic plugins, and I saw somebody suggest on the internet that if I ran Logic in Rosetta mode, so like Intel emulation mode, basically, on my M1 Mac or M2 Mac, I think it's an M2 Mac, but that if I did that, that it would make all my plugins work again. It's an M2 Mac, which indeed it did. So I'm currently running an older version of Logic in Rosetta while I have the newer version of Logic that still runs, you know, built for the M processor that it's running on. But anyway, that's at least I can use my plugins while I wait for the plugin software to get updated. So that's exciting. And I'll also give a special shout out to a listener who wrote in over the weekend talking about how much she likes the show and likes my games. Boy, if you like the show and my games, we basically are best friends as far as I'm concerned. So thank you to you, Stephanie. That's very kind of you to have reached out. And yeah, thanks for listening and good luck on the games. Anyway, I think those are all my updates. I'm not exactly sure what the Your Daily Lex schedule will be this week because I have some work travel coming up. But we'll figure. It's also hilarious to me that I have work travel because I work for myself. But I do have work travel, so there it'll be. Anyway, have a wonderful week, and we'll talk more this week. Don't worry, you're not rid of me yet. But wow, the roads are really smooth. I think I tried to combine the words road and smooth. The roads are smooth. So anyway, don't be rude, but enjoy my smooth roads. Not a euphemism.
Lex.